Hey Ravens fans, and happy Thanksgiving. I'm Garrett Downing. This is John Eisenberg. Hope you get to enjoy a nice Thanksgiving meal, maybe a little bit of football. John, what's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
My dish is pumpkin pie. Let's go straight for the dessert.
Yeah, of course, the dessert's the best part. I, however, am all about the stuffing. You know, that's the key to the dish for me. So, all right, let's talk a little football. Let's move ahead here to Sunday coming up against the Chargers. The Ravens last year was really a feast for the Chargers against Baltimore. How do they avoid that this Sunday in San Diego?
I'm sure it's fresh in their minds. It kind of feels like we just got back from there. Like, you know, it's not that long ago. That game was a strange game for the Ravens, and when you really boil it down, no pressure on Phillip Rivers last year, no sacks at all, and Joe Flacco was harassed and brought down five times, I believe. So, you know, the Chargers ran wild in that game. I think you boil it down to pressure. There's a chance for the Ravens to do better this year. The Chargers are having big problems in their offensive line. So hopefully, you know, they can put some pressure on Rivers. I mean, to keep that game got out of hand last year and really was a pressure issue.
Last week, we saw a little bit better effort from the Ravens defense, really kind of stepped up against against the Steelers, who obviously were without Ben Roethlisberger, but still a good offensive team. Do you expect the defense to continue making those strides moving forward here?
I think so. The defense, I mean, it's obviously different than the Ravens defense in the past. It's not a slam the door in your face defense. First in the league in red zone D, though. It's a smart defense. That's what it tells me. Shrewd, and sort of when it gets down to it, they can make those key stops. They got guys that can do it. It's a lot of new faces. It's an unusual defense, but I do see improvement both against the pass and the run.
On the offense, it was kind of the flip side, more of the same, struggles on the road. What do you expect to see in San Diego? Will we see an offense that's high-flying and explosive and able to move the ball like we've seen at home, or is it going to be kind of the more grinded out, you know, try to make the most, not turn the ball over like we saw last week against Pittsburgh?
The Chargers, it's funny, their numbers are sort of flip-flopped. They're pretty good. They're in the top 10 in the league in yardage allowed.
Yeah, usually you think of them as an offensive team.
Yeah, but they're at the bottom red zone. They give it up.
Yeah.
So I think this is the type of defense where I think you're going to see the Ravens take some strikes downfield. They were doing it against Pittsburgh last week. Didn't really come to fruition,
right?
Passing game. But if they can protect Flacco, give him a shot, to throw the ball downfield, I think it's a warm weather game. It's not the Pittsburgh D. San Diego's going to seem easier after playing Pittsburgh. So I think you're going to see some downfield shots.
Now, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I know a lot of people are going to be watching football at home today, maybe take a little naps after all that, the turkey that's in their system. What would be a nice little Thanksgiving dessert for the Ravens this weekend?
Thanksgiving dessert could come on Thanksgiving Day. How about a loss for Houston, in Detroit, or how about a loss for the Patriots against the Jets? You know, that'd be a nice little topper there, I think, off of a big meal.
And then maybe cap it off with the Steelers loss on Sunday against Cleveland, really to give you the trifecta.
Yeah, I think you can ask for nothing more than that. True thankfulness there.
Excellent. All right, well, John, thank you very much, and everyone back at home, enjoy Thanksgiving, and then be ready for the Ravens game coming up on Sunday in San Diego.